were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Zoll and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed the hat.
McGuinn and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Zoll, he said, Denny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, Zolly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?
Zoll, Denny, and Sebastian sat
at the night out,
and after every number they passed the hat.
McGuinn and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Called John and Zoll, and that was the month from.
McGuinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up,
break up, everything is shake up.
Guess it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful.
Michelle, John and Denny getting very tuneful.
McGuinn and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Broke, busted, disgusted, agents can't be trusted,
and Mitchie wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Gurney's in on American Express card.
And slow rent,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
Duffy's good vibrations in our imaginations
can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Hey, 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 88.5, the SoCal Sound. That was Creek Alley by the Mamas and the Papas. I ain't your mama, I ain't your papa, but I'm Jesse Wells, your artist in residence this month. I wanted to end the show with that one because it rocks. And that's it. Until next time, my residency continues next Saturday at 6 p.m. If you missed some of this hour, it's all archived at thesocalsound.org. That's thesocalsound.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Stay cool, folks. Peace.
Artist in Residence is executive produced by Mark Mookie Kazor and Julie Slater. Produced and edited by Matt Blake. You can catch up on past episodes of Artist in Residence and explore all of the many archive specialty shows using the SoCal Sound's free app. Available now with full Apple CarPlay and Android Auto support. You can just open the app and stream directly to your screen.
This is KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. This is the SoCal Sound, member-supported public radio for music lovers. Join us on the SoCal Sound app and the SoCalSound.org.
This is Start Static with Rick Savage on the SoCal Sound.
I remember when the days are long and the nights when the living room is It is the SoCal Sound. Welcome to episode 2 of Start Static. I'm your host, Rick Savage. That's Death Cab for Cutie, Photo Booth off of their Forbidden Love EP. You know, Ben from Death Cab for Cutie, he should get together with Jenny from Rilo Kiley. They should... No, just kidding. I know about the Postal Service. I went to the Bowl show. Might have gotten a little emotional, but that's neither here nor there. Rilo Kiley, Science vs. Romance on the SoCal Sound.
If I could realize I'd die, then I would be a lot nicer. Used to believe in a lot more. Now I just see straight ahead. That's not to say I don't have good times.
Meters, I talk to you. It's
It is the SoCal Sound. That's Taking Back Sunday. Set Phasers to Stun off of the Where You Want to Be album. I'm honest. I wasn't cool enough to know about the first Taking Back Sunday album when it came out. I vaguely heard of the band, but the second album, that one right there, woof, it hooked me. AFI's got a new album out. This is what they sounded like years ago. Just a little different than what they sound like now. The Days of the Phoenix on the SoCal Sound.
Up, but no matter what, I know you still see.
Hot Rod Circuit, The Pharmacist on the SoCal Sound. Coming up in a little bit, going to check in with my buddy Marco from Sugar Cult. We're going to talk about Start Static. This, one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs, and Dave says this was Taylor's favorite Foo Fighters song. Taylor said once that this was the first song he recorded with the Foo Fighters where he felt like, okay, I can keep up with these guys. I can hold my own. And it's just, it's got a great groove. And then towards the end, you can really hear Taylor, you know, he goes for it. He makes it his own. The song is called Aurora. It's the Foo Fighters on the SoCal Sound.
Dream.
since The Departed came out, it feels like Shipping Up to Boston is the only song you hear from the Dropkick Murphys, but that's a song called The State of Massachusetts, which I'll put right up there with Shipping Up to Boston. Just as good, maybe better. I might like it a little more.
The man who defied the odds is back, and he's more resilient than ever. The Matt Pinfield Show, weekdays at 4 p.m. on the SoCal Sound.
The SoCal Sound welcomes Grammy Award winner Madison Cunningham to No Vacancy on November 20th for an intimate and exclusive members-only event in the heart of Hollywood. Current members can enter to be eligible to win two spots on the guest list at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. You can find contest rules and alternate entry information at thesocalsound.org. The SoCal Sound Live with Madison Cunningham. Exclusive members-only event, No Vacancy, November 20th.
Thank you for listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound, your public music radio station. We play music that's hand-selected by local, passionate DJs and only break once an hour to recognize our sponsors. When you become a station sponsor or program underwriter, you help continue the mission to discover and share new and local artists in SoCal. As a business owner or individual, you can join us in building a stronger music community while building positive branding and awareness for your organization. Visit thesocalsound.org and click Become a Sponsor to learn more.
Looking for a unique way to give back this season? Consider donating your unwanted vehicle to support your favorite programming on the SoCal Sound. By donating your car, truck, RV, motorcycle, or boat, you can get a potential tax break while supporting the hand-picked music programming you love and rely on. We make it super easy to get started online at thesocalsound.org. Click support on the homepage.
Hi, this is Lisa Finney, host of the Dylan Hours. Please join me to celebrate the music of the great Bob Dylan every Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
It is the SoCal Sound. My name is Rick Savage. This show is called Start Static, and a few of you last week, you caught on. I got a couple messages referencing the band Sugar Cult and the name of this radio show, Start Static. And it's true. I was going through a bunch of, you know, albums that I loved and was talking to a buddy of mine. Thank you, Greg. He saw Start Static and thought, well, hey, that could be a good name for a radio show. And I like it. So I shot Marco a message, A, to make sure he wasn't mad at me for using his band's album name as a radio show. And B, I asked him to send me a couple voice notes about what he remembers of that time and recording this wonderful album and some of the great songs that came out of it.
I mean, there's a lot of diversity on our first record, Start Static. And I think maybe a lot of times we got, like, you know, probably somewhat fairly dismissed as just like a pop punk band. But I think if you go back now, all these years later, and really listen to Start Static, you're going to see that we were maybe a bit more of a well-rounded band. I don't say that to sound like, you know, arrogant. It's just that I think that we were certainly not kind of a one-trick pony. Like, we really worked hard to make records that took you through a variety of textures and a variety of tempos. Songs off that record, I mean, I love all those songs. I love a lot of the deep cuts that people don't talk about a lot. I mean, a lot of people talk about Bouncing Off the Walls, Stuck in America, Pretty Girl, because they were our singles. And I've always loved the song, How Does It Feel? I think it's really cool, and it has a really catchy outro.
Well, I'm back in the class, falling out of your past. All the letters are wrong, and you thought I was a joke, and the phone never rings when you're cold, and it stings. All the holidays suck by myself, because I'm over dinner. We'll be right back.
I always love the song that was one of our biggest songs, the song Bouncing Off the Walls. I used to, before we had like a record deal and used to tour, you know, we were just a band from Santa Barbara, and we sort of migrated down to LA. Eventually, Tim rented a place in this really kind of sketchy neighborhood and had one of those, you know, those like fake leather couches that every broke young person has, light brown sort of fake leather. Anyway, he had one of those, and I would always like sleep on it when I would crash at his house. And I woke up to Tim in his tidy whities, strumming three chords on his vintage cheap acoustic. And he was kind of just like jokingly humming this melody. You know, we used to do that a lot. We used to almost kind of make fun of songwriters and bands that we liked. We would sort of almost like tease each other by like, hey, here's this kind of song they would write or whatever. But eventually we just started like kind of messing with it. And Tim was like, this is kind of cool. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, dude. And then we sort of just like, the song just sort of accidentally kind of fell together. And I think at one point we were like, dude, we got to show this to the other guys tonight. And then we were just like so worried that they were gonna just bust us and be like, you guys are so ripping off Green Day. There's no way we're gonna do this song. But somehow we got it past the goalies, that being our rhythm section, Aaron and Ben. We ended up, the song kind of ended up taking on a life of its own. But you know, it definitely had a Green Day vibe to it. I mean, Green Day was a huge influence on our band, you know, make no bones about it. We became bros with those guys and toured with them.
I'm bouncing off the walls again, whoa, and I'm looking like a fool again, whoa, I threw away my reputation, one more song for the way.
How Does It Feel? And Bouncing Off the Walls from Sugar Cult. Their album was called Start Static. Put out three wonderful albums. Just such a great band. Tim, the lead singer, has gone on to do amazing things, writing and producing other artists. And Marco is a great DJ and at this point kind of a Los Angeles music scene legend and just such a sweet, sweet person. So I really appreciate him sending in a couple voice notes. And Marco was also in another wonderful band. Joey Cape, the singer of Lagwagon, one of his side projects, was/is called Bad Astronaut. This is a song from them, Disarm, on the SoCal Sound.
I'm coming home. I'm not bound anymore. On the brink of nothing. I'm just starting something. Just
Bad Astronaut on the SoCal Sound. Here's a random one for you. This is a band called the Wild Yaks. They're from Brooklyn. And I honestly don't know much about them. I just heard this song in the first season of Shameless all those years ago, and it just haunted me. I just loved it so much. River May Come, the Wild Yaks on the SoCal Sound.